So, when did you buy insurance? When was it?
I think during university, when I was still schooling part-time, yeah. So my friend was an agent. Yeah, so she approached me. So that was my first policy, I guess. Yeah.
And then, like, what was happening in that time in your life?
I was still schooling and then working part-time.
I see. And then, what was the story behind the insurance? Like, who was this friend and what happened? Like,
She was my uni classmate. So I think we graduated already, yeah, if I don't remember wrongly. Yeah. So she approached me with some plan and then I just go ahead based on trust.
And how was like how that happened, if you need to tell me as a story, like.
It actually quite fast. And then after a few months after I signed off, she just quit her job.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She quit.
Yeah, so actually I heard from my sister that she has a good agent, so I just
You switch.
switch over.
And why did you make the switch?
Because she is no longer working there, and then actually the agent is quite good enough to actually review my profile, and then she say that the policy that I bought wasn't that good, it's not good enough.
I see.
So she suggests some policy.
Was it from the same company?
Yeah, same company.
And why, like, why didn't have insurance before?
No, not enough cash.
Didn't have enough
Yeah, correct.
money.
No commitment.
I see.
We only have school, and there's no much work. We don't have a I don't have a full-time job. Yeah.
So the moment you got full-time job, then
Then I start.
you start thinking about insurance.
Yeah.
And why it seems like you bought it because your friend was selling to you. Was it you were thinking about buying it before, or that just
Since I doesn't have one, yeah, then might as well start one.
but were you thinking about having it before, or it was just because of your friend?
Before I believe my parent already bought something for me. So when I turn 21, there's a transfer of ownership. Yeah. It's like a education plus insurance, I guess. Yeah.
And were you worried about anything when you were buying it?
Worry about death, of course.
Yeah. But were you worried about the product?
No, not at all. Actually, my concern wasn't, there's nothing in my mind. I just want to be covered for accident and death. For
And
my family.
for your family. So it was more for your parents,
Yeah.
not really for you.
Yeah, of course. Insurance never for us. It's for those who is living.
I see. So your concern was more about it's so your insurance doesn't cover like health accidents or anything.
They cover accident and death. Yeah.
I see. And then like do
Of course, there's rider as well. Like if there's illnesses, then it also applies.
But that's not your biggest concern.
Yeah.
And did you go for advice apart from your friends that were selling the insurance, apart from the agent? Do you speak to anyone or?
The only person I spoke to, I believe, was my sister. She's kind of like my influencer.
She
So,
tells you, she influences
yeah,
you. Did you go
correct.
online or search for anything
No,
online?
I
No.
don't.
Okay. And did you? You mentioned you don't know what you bought, right?
I think it's a basic plan. Yeah,
You think,
I think. I can't remember what was
Do you think about switching or how long you're going to stay with this, or you're quite happy with your.
This is life insurance, so I'm quite happy with it. Yeah, so maybe as time go by, then the insurance agent will somehow ask me to have some rider. So like to enhance your policy for a better or bigger coverage. Yeah.
Do you expect to stay with this forever or you don't know?
Unless the it should be forever lah. Correct. If I want more, maybe perhaps I will buy from another insurance agent.
When you first bought it, how did you feel when you signed the contract?
Oh, there goes my money. Yeah, of course.
It's just money going.
It's just money.
Yeah, yeah. My money. So, is it feel bad or good?
Firstly, it's more secure lah, for my family. Yeah.
But at the same time, it hurts.
It hurt my pockets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's all. Let me see if any other questions. Which brand did you buy?
Prudential.
Prudential. And why was the brand? Why you bought this brand?
Perhaps it's more well known. And my sister recommended this insurance agent.
I see. And that insurance agent was already with your sister for a while, I guess. Did she?
She actually switched to this insurance agent because the previous one wasn't that good, or she left the company.
So if the insurance agent leave the company, you feel like you need to change? What happens when they change? When they change, what happens?
So what I heard is that if we change the agent, the person no longer earn commission from the sales, the current sales. So most likely we are like an untagged child. Like not so much concern.
So you don't feel safe if your insurance agent moves and...
Yeah, I don't feel quite safe.
Because the new one doesn't have a relationship with you.
Correct.
So then you need to look for a new one.
It depends. Most likely not.
Okay.
Yeah. Because of my skin problem, not too sure it will cover if I change...
Agent.
Change or switch to another company.
Okay, cool. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. It was actually very good. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, no problem.